we're seeing a transformation in where species are found in the waters all over the world, but also right here off the coast of Maine. When as temperatures are heating up, and they're actually heating up at about twice the global rate here in the Gulf of Maine, we're seeing new species show up that actually haven't been here traditionally, species like black sea bass and certain species of squid, as well as other species that just can't tolerate the new warmer temperatures, species like Atlantic cod, which has been such a staple of the fishing industry over hundreds of years, though not as much recently. It's actually, in many cases, getting too hot for cod in parts of the Gulf of Maine and Georges Bank.
Now, you say that the American lobster is one of the clearest examples of species that are on the move.
We've seen very dramatic changes in American lobster in particular. So there's an example close to where I work down in New Jersey. There was quite a strong lobster fishery in Long Island Sound up through the 1990s. But after a series of very hot summers, that fishery crashed and really isn't expected to come back because Long Island Sound has heated up so much. But actually, we're in Maine seeing in some cases what may be sort of the other end of that. It's traditionally been a little bit too cold for lobster in eastern Maine. It's warmed up a little bit and may actually be closer to that ideal range of temperatures for lobster settlement in particular. And the fishery has been doing quite well, actually, in eastern Maine.
Lobster is a big part of Maine's economy. Fisheries are a big part of many of the economies in this area. How would you predict this is likely to affect us here in Maine and around the region economically?
The coastal economy in Maine not only relies on tourism, but also really has a foundation in fisheries and lobster in particular, and really relies on that lobster industry. So there's a lot of concern that if lobsters don't tolerate increasing temperatures well, that it really threatens the entire economy up and down the coast.
Given what's happening with climate change and ocean ecology, what are the best and worst case scenarios in this part of the world?
The best case scenario is that, yes, we do lose some species that have traditionally been very important for the ecosystem and for fisheries and coastal economies in Maine. Species like cod, for example, may not support very strong fisheries in the future, at least in the Gulf of Maine. The best case scenario is that they get replaced by other species moving in from further south, and that our fisheries, both technologically as well as from the perspective of regulations and economic systems, can adapt and exploit these new species, and the ecosystems can adjust. I think the scary worst case scenario, though, is that we get extinctions without equivalent colonizations, and that we lose species and just end up with relatively empty oceans, that species aren't able to colonize new habitats. And to me, at least, that's a really scary vision.
Malin Pinsky, thanks so much.
Thank you.